Mild to cool conditions will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the next 10 days. Most of the precipitation potential in the region is going to be relatively light, but there will at least be opportunities for rain coming and going across the region. And more importantly, the evaporation rates across the area are expected to be relatively low because of the milder temperatures. And that will likely conserve soil moisture and give crops that have already seen some rainfall a chance to really fully capitalize on that precipitation and see some general improvement in crop development potential. Soybeans and sorghum are the crops that are still have ways to go in their development and can still benefit from precipitation, but obviously the corn crop is pretty much done. We do expect to see some warmer weather come back into the Midwest, but it's probably 10 days away at least. We'll have some warm weather here the next 2 days, just ahead of the coldest air as it comes down. That coldest air is likely to debut from Tuesday into Thursday morning. And during that period of time, the colder air will come sliding down from Canada and fairly quickly, and so that's going to restrict some of the rain totals that will occur across the region. Rain amounts probably up to a half inch will occur most often. Some local totals maybe up around an inch will occur in northern areas. And the precipitation will certainly be welcome, especially in those areas that have received significant rain here recently. Over the course of the weekend, late Friday into Saturday, actually, there was some significant amounts of rain in Michigan and portions of southeastern Ontario, Canada. That was an area that was extremely dry, and the precipitation was quite welcome for soybeans and other late-season crops across the region, even dry edible beans in parts of northeastern Michigan and southeastern Ontario benefited from the precipitation. Additional rain will fall in these areas when the cold air comes into the region. That will likely occur on Wednesday into Thursday, and those areas will see further improvements. In the meantime, the southwestern Corn Belt is not likely to see much in the way of significant improvement, even though temperatures will be turning cooler, and despite the fact that we'll have some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity, any precipitation and cooler weather has got to be better for some of these crops. But as far as turning around the production potential in a significant manner, I don't know that this particular 10-day period is going to have much of an impact. But with that said, some crops will certainly see a little bit of an improving trend. We need to see a general soaking of rain across the region before rain amounts that are light like what we expect over the coming week to have much of an impact. Without that subsoil moisture base being in place, crops will have very little time to fully capitalize on the moisture because it's so very dry across this region. We are going to see temperatures ease up a little bit. It's still fairly warm in parts of the southwest. We'll see high temperatures here tomorrow and Wednesday, just ahead of the frontal boundary, likely to be a little bit warmer with some 80 and 90 degree temperatures possible once again before the frontal system passes through the region. Once the cool air is in place, though, high temperatures across a big part of the Midwest will be 70s and 80s, and in the upper Midwest and the northern plains, some highs will be limited to the 60s. Some of those coolest locations will likely see low temperatures at night slip back into the 40s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.